720 WGN on Thanksgiving, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio. And you think about this, a holiday that is one of our biggest holidays in the country, is a holiday that's centered around food. And makes sense on that day to talk with an organization that's doing more in the food space, not just on Thanksgiving, but all year long, and that is based right here in Chicago. Excited to have the president and COO of Feeding America, the one and only Katie Fitzgerald. Katie, welcome to WGN.
Hi, Dane. Thanks for having me, and happy Thanksgiving to you and to everybody out there.
Yeah, well, it's great. It is one of those holidays, brings everybody together around the table, around food. Food is a great conversation starter, and of course, you know, a big part of everything that you guys do. And I wanted to ask you, because the last time that we talked, it was during the pandemic, and there was a lot of awareness that was raised about Feeding America and the work. More people know about what it is that you guys do and have been doing than ever before. And as the, you know, we're kind of getting out of that, the problem, food insecurity still exists. Talk a little bit about that transformation, as I guess the organization, certainly the problem has grown, but you guys have grown too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's hard for any of us, I think, to claim any sort of silver lining out of the pandemic. And I'm not even sure I'd go as far as to say that. But I would say that I think people really saw, because they saw on their televisions, they experienced such a sudden surge in food insecurity, where people all of a sudden, almost overnight, lost their livelihood and didn't know how they were going to feed their family. And we, of course, as you know, 365 days a year are working to address the needs of people who are experiencing food insecurity. So it wasn't entirely new to us, but I think the American public really understood it in different ways. What we're experiencing now is what the pandemic also showed us, is that when we come together, the public sector and the private sector, we can really make a difference. I mean, the food insecurity numbers during the height of the pandemic were sort of suppressed because of that public and private response. And what we're seeing now is there's a little less support in our system, both from government, as well as we're seeing some, you know, decline in donations, both in food and funds. And with food prices as high as they are, the need is still very, very high. And unfortunately, people aren't seeing it in quite the same way. And people, there's really a great opportunity for people to get involved and help.
You think about that on the inflation side, and that is hitting everybody too. So it is bringing that conversation to the forefront. And I'm sure for you guys, and that's one of the strengths, I think, of Feeding America, is you have support from different organizations and food companies and arrangements and contracts and all sorts of ways to kind of streamline that process. But the inflation side of it, I know it's affecting the companies that you work with. Is it affecting you guys?
Yeah, I mean, that's really the double whammy here, right? Where demand is up because, well, it's sort of obvious, right? People can't afford as much food. And especially for low-income households, or what we would call folks who are marginally food secure, where some months they make it, some months they don't. Well, that's just really pushing. These high food prices have pushed so many more people into some persistent food insecurity. So that's happening. And in fact, some of our food banks have told us, Dane, that they have had the highest distribution that they've ever had in the last few months, even higher than during the height of the pandemic, which is pretty astounding. So we see very significant demand. And then, yes, our food banks and even the Feeding America National Office, you know, we're just like everybody else. Food prices are what they are, and it's harder for us to get that food. So the purchasing of our network is up about 18% in just the last 3 months, and they're getting less food for that money, right? So that's the real conundrum that they're in, is that they're seeing this increased demand. Public benefits are less. Some of the money coming from the government is less to help people, and food banks just cannot get as much for their money as they resort to purchasing.
Let the listeners know, we're talking with the president and COO of Feeding America, the one and only Katie Fitzgerald. We talked about how it is hard to identify and kind of be super excited about silver linings when there's so much negativity that happened during the pandemic. One of the things is advancements in whether it's delivery systems or like Zoom meetings or communication, things that just became kind of forever streamlined or changed in different ways. And as we think of that traditional food bank where people would show up and get whatever it is that they need, have you seen, you know, in your organization things where you could look at and say, you know, this may not be the complete solution, but this is an enhancement or something that we can build on in the future, whether it is better communication with the food banks or even on the delivery side where people can have things brought to them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, anytime, you know, either personally or as a community, we go through that kind of challenge, all kinds of innovation comes out, right? So there's been wonderful innovation that has come through our network the last couple of years through the pandemic, one of which has been terrific partnerships with delivery services. So food banks across the country have partnered with DoorDash, they come to mind, and others who really saw this issue, wanted to be a part of a solution, and are donating their time and services to help deliver food to homebound folks, seniors, people with disabilities, and others who really depend on the charitable food system, but, you know, can't get to a distribution. So that's been really exciting to see. The other innovation that we're excited about is we have a two technology innovations that came through the pandemic. One is what we call Order Ahead, where in partnership with distribution partners like DoorDash, working with food banks, people who are experiencing food insecurity can order their what they need from a local pantry or their food bank and then pick it up at a time that really works for them. Wow. So, you know, I'm sure people remember those lines of cars. And, you know, it was great that people could get access, but we weren't really happy about that, right? We don't want people having to wait for hours in a car line to get food. That's not a good use of anybody's time or resources. So being able to order ahead, pick up at a time that works for them, is a super exciting development in our network.
This is a time when families all around, and they're doing it right now, kind of relaxing, being thankful for things that have happened in their lives. And certainly on the food side, talk a little bit about what the food banks and the networks, or maybe the food pantries, or the distributors, what they're doing to help families on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. So, you know, what we see all across the country is sort of the best of what we do every day around the holidays, right? So we're always wanting to make sure that people can access healthy, nutritious food every day that they may need it. But during the holidays, especially because food means so much to us culturally, we come together, like you said, around the Thanksgiving table, like so many people are doing today. And it means a lot, right? To be able to feed your family, to be able to come together and no matter what we have in life, be grateful for the things we do have. And so food banks work really hard to provide turkeys and the staples of a Thanksgiving meal and do special distributions for that. It's been very challenging this year because the cost of turkey is up about 17%. Other milk and dairy is up about 15%. Other sorts of things that come along with that meal. But they have worked very hard to plan for that. And I would say that's where a lot of their purchasing dollars, where donor dollars really help, because it gives them the opportunity, if they can't get that food donated, to go and purchase that food. So what you will see across the country, what's happening up until today, were lots of distributions to try to make sure that parents had a meal they could give their children, that seniors had something they could eat for this holiday that we all celebrate. And that's really the heart of what food banking is all about.
Yep. You know that there's a lot of families and folks around the country that are thankful for their local food pantries and the work of Feeding America as well. And as they hear this and they're thinking, this is something that we want to get involved with, want to support, want to be a part of, what can people do to help their neighbors, if they're in a position to go out and help, whether it's their local cause or local families in their area that they either are or not aware of, what can they do?
Oh, there's so much. There's so much that everyone can do just depending on what you're able to give. So if you have time to give, volunteering is a great thing to do. So that includes volunteering to distribute food in your community. Maybe you want to deliver food to homebound folks, maybe packing food. We do all kinds of repacking when we get big donations and we have to put it into household size. So there's all kinds of opportunities there. And then certainly donating dollars is also something that is great if people are in a position to do it, because what Dane, you and I could go into the grocery store, and if we bought a box of canned green beans, we're going to pay retail price for that. A food bank can work because they buy in the aggregate to get a whole truckload of canned green beans, and they get a much better price for that. So if people are in a position to give financially, they can do that and know that food banks are going to be able to get more food for the money and get that distributed in their communities. And then social media, really raising awareness about the issue. As you and I discussed, the fact that we went through the awfulness that we went through with the pandemic, people did understand that this is a real issue that affects a lot of American families, and it's a solvable issue. So the more people can even share those stories, folks can go to feedingamerica.org, get connected to their local food bank through our website, or give a gift or get connected right online there to the movement to end hunger. And there's just so much people can do.
Although we're based in Chicago, just like Feeding America, we reach a lot of people around the country. You guys reach every bit of that country as well. And you mentioned feedingamerica.org is the website. Is social media wise, is there places that people can go and as far as connecting? So it's just go to that website and check it out. But where else can people keep up?
Oh, we're on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. Folks can meet up through Feeding America on all of those channels and get involved and really advocating too. One of the really important things we do at Feeding America is advocate for federal nutrition programs that play such a pivotal role in making sure Americans have enough to eat and making sure American farmers are well supported through the USDA. So there's a upcoming farm bill in 2023. There's work that Congress is going to be doing even before the new Congress is seated to really make sure that the emergency food system of this country is well-funded and well-supported. So getting involved on any of those channels is a great thing to do.
There's a lot of stuff on your plate. No pun intended, Katie Fitzgerald. There's a lot of it. And, of course, this is an opportunity to recognize it here on Thanksgiving. So thanks for everything that you're doing. Thanks for everything that you and everybody on that team at Feeding America and, of course, all those partner pantries and food banks as well. Thanks for jumping on the show today. Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, Dane, happy Thanksgiving to you and to everyone out there. It's a great day when we can be all part of this solution to end hunger in America, which we think is really possible. So thanks for elevating the issue.